Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on today's show, comedian and East Coast correspondent Ali Breen with love advice, plus comedian Greg Hahn. Right after this.
Millions of viewers tune in to see Howie Mandel offer up tons of cash to contestants on the hit game show, Deal or No Deal. Guess who's got his own new game show?
Hi, I'm Bob Kavoyan. Howie Mandel is asking attractive girls to open suitcases. I'm asking attractive women to open their blouses. America, this is your old pal Bob inviting you to get in front of the boob tube. Get an eyeful of my new show, Real or Not Real. Let's meet our first contestant. Welcome to the show. What's your name, sir?
Oh, hi, Bob. I'm Dick. Dick Girth.
Okay, Dick. We'd like you to meet your first challenge, Amanda.
Hi, Dick.
Hi.
Now, for $100, are Amanda's breasts real or not real?
Bob, you know, I just can't tell with that blouse on.
Uh-oh, Dick. You know what that is.
Is it the banker?
Wrong show, Dick. That's not the banker. It's the Yanker. He's up in his darkened isolation booth, leering down on us right now. We don't know much about him, except that he goes through a lot of Kleenex up there. We figure he must have allergies or something. Hello, Yanker. Okay. Wow, Dick, the Yanker says he'll make Amanda take off her blouse, but he'll have to lower the prize money to $95.
Woohoo, sounds like a bargain to me, Bob.
All right, Amanda, you heard the man. Free those puppies.
Awesome.
Wow. Dick, we need an answer. Real or not real?
Gee, Bob, you know, it's tough to tell without feeling them.
Sorry, Dick, we're not licensed for that. Would it help if we turn the air conditioning up?
Nah, I think I'm going to take a shot, Bob. Those babies are just too perfect. Bob, I'd have to say those are not real.
Amanda?
He's right, Bob. These are totally fake. My boyfriend got them for me last Christmas.
Awesome.
Well, there it is, and there they are, America. Deal or No Deal are staring at suitcases. We're going to watch Amanda jump up and down for a while. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This is your old pal, Bob, reminding you to tune in again next week when we'll ask...
Real or not real?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Watch Bob Kavoyan's new hit reality game show, Real or Not Real? Followed by an all-new episode of Dancing with the Whores. Only from Bob and Tom Television.
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
We're going to talk with the beautiful comedian Ali Breen.
Yay!
And I think Allie, it may be on the phone.
I love solving everybody else's love.
Allie, are you there?
I'm here.
I love Allie. All right, there she is. Go ahead, start
okay,
talking.
Okay, Allie.
Jesus.
I don't know if you've been listening, Allie. First of all, your friend Greg Hahn is here.
Hey, Greg, I did hear that.
Whoop-dee-doo.
He's one of my favorite people.
Allie, would you French kiss Greg Hahn? Answer now.
I'd think about it.
Yeah, that's good. That's a huge yes.
Okay.
But Allie has a boyfriend. She's great.
Oh, she's got a boyfriend. I'm out.
Yeah.
Now, Allie, the way this show works, you have received some letters where we try to help people with their love troubles.
Yes.
I think we've had a couple of semi-successful outings in the last 2 weeks. What have we got today?
No, we haven't.
I don't know about our record. Yeah, so far. Let's see. Okay, dear Allie, my girlfriend told me she used to be a foot model, but it turns out she did foot fetish stuff for porn sites.
That's a model, yes.
I found out because one of her friends asked if it bothered me. I've since watched some of it, and I'm pretty grossed out. I can't look at her the same, but she insists it's no big deal. What should I do?
Well, I mean, you either get over it or move on.
Yeah, it's over. Yeah.
There's a very, very creepy scene in, I'm reading Daryl Hammond's book right now.
Yeah.
There's a very creepy scene involving involving feet.
Oh, God.
And a woman that Daryl meets. And he has the presence of mind to move on very quickly. Yeah, this is a real thing.
Yeah, some people have it. I'm grossed out by feet. I have no idea how people are into it sexually.
Allie, I'm so with you.
The woman in this is, she is a provider of...
Foot
fetish videos. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the big deal?
Is that the same? I mean, Josh, would you feel the same if she did full outright porn, or you think it's lesser to do foot porn or worse?
I think foot fetish is the number one fetish, I think.
It has to be. And there's probably.
I'm not sure about it. I don't know much about it, but in the book, Daryl Hammond, the description that what this woman does is really, really graphic and weird.
Huh.
Well, that's.
I mean, there's a chance her face isn't in any of the videos.
Daryl's
so it's not like his family would ever find out or his. You know, what's the big deal?
She
made a little money on the side.
She needs to date a guy like Josh.
Well, I mean, I'm not necessarily. I'm not necessarily.
He's very open-minded.
That guy.
You know, I'm not a big foot guy, but I don't.
The disgusting thing that happens in Daryl's book is just a simple. Right?
FJ?
Yes, it would be. Thank you.
Yeah. Is that what that's called? Really? Yeah.
No, we're just making it up. But that's what was going on. But it was really elaborate stuff. And
how elaborate could it get?
I'll be honest.
How much more could you?
I've had an FJ. It's not that bad.
Okay. I've got the top 10 fetishes.
It's not like in my top 5 request. I wouldn't request it.
The reason I brought this up is because Tom, in his mind, that is the most disgusting,
deviant,
weird thing.
What? I mean, that
it feels better than you would think.
Number 10 is
did
you get AC?
Even an HJ doesn't feel that good, I would think.
No, that's wrong. HJs feel great.
Feel great.
Yeah. Number 10 is furries. Number 9 is water, thunder, and lightning.
What?
Stop. I'm lost already.
You're a weather freak. It means you can be excited by different naturally occurring events that are out
of the normal. That's
number 3? No, number 9.
Number 8.
Slow down here. Wait. This is fascinating to me. So in other words, you're sitting around having dinner. All of a sudden, there's a lightning storm. And
you get turned on?
Gertrude pulls you into the men's room for a...
Sound of running water, the feel of it streaming down one's body can be a huge turn on.
So they love being
people.
In the shower, apparently.
Likewise, if you're going to have one, boy, that's a good one.
The intensity of thunder and watching lightning spark in the sky.
Don't you just move to Seattle?
Yeah.
If you love rain.
Honestly.
Okay, so number 10, furries. Number 9, water, thunder, lightning. Number 8, cross-dressing.
Uh-huh.
Pretty much.
I'm a pretty lady.
By the way, hey, stop for a second.
Lady.
Allie, did you see the photograph on Halloween of Josh and Chick dressed as the...
Yes. Terrifying.
Wasn't it great?
As
the girls from The Shining.
Come play with us, Danny.
God, that was great. If you haven't seen that, check out the various Bob and Tom social media platforms. Well worth
Here's
seeing.
Another one you're not going to get, Tom.
What is this?
Number 7 is hair.
What's the
hair fetish?
A hair fetish. Yeah,
I like a nice haircut.
Pulled during sex.
Not a haircut.
I like to chew on it.
Tom.
Number 6.
Wait, just slow down. These are going way too fast.
Huh? Right?
What is the hair fetish?
Many people have a particular type. This is according to Ask Man magazine, by the way. All these fetishes are ranked. Uh-huh. Many people have a particular type they enjoy seeing. Type of hair: jet black, blonde, redhead.
Right.
Playing with hair is incredibly sensual and can be associated with a fetish.
I like to wrap it around my wiener.
Some people.
Thanks for the assist on that.
I don't know.
Well, I guess Butch, I guess me and you aren't going to hit it off.
Number six, I don't think is fair. They group boobs and butts in the same one.
Not at all fair.
Not at all fair. No.
And that's not a fetish per se. Well, no. I guess it can be if you have to.
No,
have
I don't think so either.
Obviously,
that's just a normal thing people are attracted to. Yeah.
Breasts and booties are common, but fetishists, people enjoy fetishes, are usually obsessed with one or the other and have trouble without the perfect version of that obsession.
Huh. Yeah.
Whether it's a large booty or bouncy.
So, can we get back to the letter?
Number five, body piercing.
We're only on five?
Yeah. Number four, domination and submission. Number three, latex. Number three. The third most popular fetish, according to Ask Men magazine, latex.
Huh.
And
that's
I love
sweaty.
Number two, voyeurism.
Oh, the
watching
deeping tongues
and so forth. And number one is foot fetish.
Wow.
There you go.
All right, so back to the letter. So this woman performs foot things with strangers?
Well, no, not necessarily. She was just making videos, so she could
still
be
doing it?
They're in her card group.
It could be videos of her just lotioning her feet or
painting her toenails.
Yeah, right.
Is she still in business?
I didn't know that. Would that be for a porn site though? If it's just lotioning your feet, does that qualify?
Well, there are these clip sites where you can go and find anything you want. If you're turned on by women sitting on balloons until they pop, there are videos for that.
That's a thing.
Oh.
So is this, what's the name of the dating service? Like littlepiggies.com?
Soulmates?
Oh, God.
Soulmate.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no good advice for this guy.
He's got to run for his life. Get out of there. He'll never get over. He's not.
I agree. It sounds like he's not going to. He's not cool with this.
He'll never not be able to of her in that.
I don't think it's a
especially if this involves really graphic stuff.
Yeah.
I think it was FJs or whatever you call it. I think it was that. Which he won't be able to get over.
Especially
if you're not into foot fetishes, it's gross, right?
Well, I'm not a foot fetishist, and I didn't mind it.
Okay.
Yeah, but you're Josh.
Yeah, true. I am a pervert.
You are not a pervert.
My man Josh is up for anything.
A loving, giving individual.
By the way,
determined yesterday,
Allie.
Yeah, what'd you say
yesterday? Josh described himself as a thorough and generous lover.
That's right.
That's right.
I wrote.
Wow.
Yeah.
A lot of doors open in your life, Josh.
I don't finish till you do, babe. That's my philosophy.
That's his theme song.
That's from his band, The Consensuals.
Our next letter out.
Okay, I say get out, buddy. She's
next
weird.
Letter, Allie.
Okay. Dear Allie, my wife and I have been married for 11 years. I love her to the moon and back, but we hardly ever have sex. And when we do, she always says to make it quick. I've asked if there's a problem, but she acts like there's nothing wrong with having sex once every couple of months. By the way, our relationship started out being all about sex.
She hates his guts. That's it. It's over. Next case.
No.
I don't know if it's that for
I would say number one, find out if there's been a medicinal change.
A medical thing
That's the number one thing.
I think bad breath.
I think Han is looking at this clearly. They should break up.
Yeah,
right?
It's over.
She hates him.
If she has a prescription change or anything like that.
Do we know the age of the couple? Did he say?
No, but they've been married for 11 years. So.
Yeah, 30s probably. At the 30s. Minimum.
Minimum.
Sorry, what do you mean a prescription change?
I mean, if she all of a sudden changed medicines or upped a dosage or anything like that, it can change her sexual, her libido completely.
Or if she's going through the change or starting to go, she's in perimenopause, that can very much.
Did they reset?
Or if she met someone else.
Yeah, or if she met someone else, definitely.
They got a pool or something? Pool for some guy to come over and take care of the swim.
But when you're married for 11 years, don't you give her the benefit of the doubt until you've exhausted all others?
Of course.
Yeah.
Definitely. I think it must be normal for it to fade, but once every couple of months is a real shutdown.
And then to say things like make it quick, that's got to be
when she starts calling it the chore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Something's happening.
That's when you hire the private detective.
Although I know couples that start like bartering. for sex. It's, you know, like, oh, if you just vacuum the rug, I'll have to, you know, that kind
of thing. Wait a second. If it's that simple.
No kidding.
I thought it was like a new car. Vacuum the rug. Anybody can do that. Okay. Yeah. Maybe Josh. This is really getting the reasonable Josh. Maybe ask her what the story is.
Yeah. They sit down, have a big chit chat. Chit chat doesn't go well. It's over.
Seriously, if your hormones are off balance, it can really affect you, and that's something you should have checked out.
He should call the lady from the first letter and
that's right.
Get an F, get the old FJ.
Get things back in motion.
Yeah, all the worst you can get is athletes.
That's right, look at them trotters.
God, that has to be a problem with foot fetish stuff,
Mr.
right?
Mr. Johnson, I'm afraid you have athlete sack. Have you been getting FJs?
You need Desinex.
Can you get that, you think?
Oh, there's an image that's I'll never get rid of.
I would think so. Isn't that just a... Is an athlete's foot a fungus? Yeah. Can you get another parts of
fungus?
You can, right? You can get it in your nose and stuff, right?
That would be weird.
Can we change the subject?
Okay, sorry.
Thank you, Christy. Okay.
Letter three, please.
Dear Allie, I've been dating a guy I really like, but found out he's been lying about his past. He said he grew up in two different places and has changed his story about other stuff as well.
He's gone, it's over.
I pointed it out. He says I'm remembering it wrong. Everything else is perfect, but is this cause enough for concern to break up with him?
He's done.
Yeah, I would say so. It's over. He's a liar.
He's a liar. Get out.
Let him go. He's fine. Let it go. What's the big deal?
He's a liar. Number one.
The worst part is, too, that he's blaming it on her when she calls him out on it.
It sounds like it is.
Isn't that the crappiest tactic of any manipulator or user to blame.
Did
you ever have this happen to you? And it doesn't have to be in a dating context. I had this guy, this friend of mine, who was telling me this. He had this internship at this very fancy schmancy company, and he was working with a guy who was kind of famous, and he would always tell this one story about the guy. So one night we're at some event, this guy is with me, and I start telling the story, and then he denies that he ever told me. And he would tell me all the time about this famous guy and what he would do. And he goes, oh, no, that never. Suddenly, I look like a total jerk.
What a weirdo.
Yeah.
Did you call him out? And I go, no, of course you told me.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Oh, I won't say who it was.
Yeah, how strange.
I thought you were the secret keeper. You never tell anybody anything.
It wasn't a secret story. It was just this really cool story about this famous guy. He was an intern at a very well-known place with this guy.
How weird.
And he had this
bizarre.
And it was not that interesting. It involved a fireplace. And
so it may not have been real.
No, the whole thing had been a lie, but he would tell this story all the time. It was like his Stairway to Heaven story.
Yeah, that's weird.
So in other words.
Somebody wanted attention.
Yeah, well, he was fundamentally a liar.
Yeah.
Yeah, this guy's not trustworthy.
No. Get him into an improv class. He's a genius.
So far, we've got three breakups. Next, let's go. We're doing some good work.
All right.
We're making progress.
Dear Allie, I've developed a crush on one of my coworkers. She's a good friend and is always telling me about her terrible relationships and how she makes terrible decisions when it comes to men.
She wants to go out.
I'm considering asking her out, but I don't want to jeopardize our friendship and make anything awkward at work. Should I ask her out or not cross the boss coworker line?
Oh, it's a boss.
Apparently, yeah.
Ask her out immediately.
Wait a second.
Tell her if we don't go out, you're fired.
Wait a minute. I'm not clear. Who is the boss? She or he?
I think it's him.
Judith Lights, who's the boss.
I mean, he says coworker at first, and I think if she was the boss, he would have said my boss.
Okay, so he's the boss.
You know what I mean? But I think he's the
boss. Now we're getting involved.
In, wait a second. Oh, he's the boss?
Yeah.
We don't know that.
In today's world, you're going to each
who's
have
the
to,
boss?
You're each going to have boss? To each going to have a lawyer, and she's going to have to sign off. And
what's the job?
What is that?
Are you looking at the movie theater? Is it popcorn?
The popcorn.
Or is it what? What's going on?
No, I mean, that's a good point, Greg. Because if one of them is a 20-year-old manager and the other one's. Right.
You date everybody you work with?
Right,
everybody?
Right.
Okay, let's assume it's the popcorn girl. Would you ask her out?
Yes.
Yes, I would too.
If it's a more sophisticated workplace, though, in today's world, now there's this whole thing about if one person.
Make someone else feel uncomfortable by asking them.
Is in a position of authority. Yeah, this the next thing you know, this guy's going to ask her out.
You know what? I don't care. Attraction trumps all. Ask her out.
It trumps everything except for HR and lawyers.
No.
I don't think you can go to jail.
She doesn't sound like she's that type of person.
I think if you start a relationship with someone at work and then it keeps going and there's a boss
then you have to quit.
Or whatever. Then you have to quit.
Somebody has to quit.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Right. Right. That's yeah.
Well, so it could get awkward.
I think she's the boss in this.
Or maybe who's the letter from? I can't listen. I have a low intellect.
It's from the guy.
I took a test.
It's from a guy.
Oh, yeah. He's like, should I ask her out?
Yeah.
I'm with you, Josh. Okay, go for it, buddy.
Yeah, yeah. And if she says no thank you, don't get all weird.
She talks about her personal life a lot.
Yeah, right.
That's yeah, but indicator. You know what? Guys make that mistake. If a girl complains to a guy like, oh, I'm so bad at relationships, I always pick terrible guys. A lot of guys think that they're opening the door for him. And
right.
That's really not usually the case. A lot of times girls are just venting.
Allie, you're exactly right.
If you're gay.
I beg to differ.
No, sorry, Susan. I'm not gay. If you're unloading this on me, you're making a mistake because you just opened the door. Oh, I'm sorry.
I always cut her off and just say, okay, we'll go out already.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.